Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Ryan Belongi. We are without Jack Burkhart, who is busy betting on CONCACAF Champions League, I believe it is, on the East Coast. Jordan had a Blender HD, had a dentist appointment, but we have a special for all the Blender HD disciples, for all of Jordan Cooper's followers. We have a special favorite play from Jordan Cooper himself that I will be revealing later in the show. So you're going to want to stay and listen to the show so you find out what Jordan Cooper's number one favorite play on this slate is. Ryan, it's been a busy week of Champions League, UEFA, Europa League yesterday as well. Are we ready for Premier League to start up again here?
Yeah, we're ready. Tough week in Champions League for me. Yeah, I don't know. We don't really need to talk about that. Tough week in Premier League last week too. So I mean, yeah, I'm ready. I need a winning slate. Is this the one? I don't know. This is a tough slate. I mean, reason enough to stick around though. We're gonna get Jordan's favorite play. I mean, I can't believe that. Can't wait to hear who that is. I hope you have some ideas about this slate. It looks like a Tottenham slate. I mean, you see the goal totals, they have a total over 2. And then the next closest team is Everton at 1.45. So, I mean, that's a pretty big gap. But, I mean, that's just what stands out most. I'll let you break it down.
Man, do we usually have success on Tottenham slates like this?
The last one. There was one. I don't know if this is like quite the same slate, but what was it when they play home against Forest? We got the Kane brace, Sun scored, Pedro Porro chalk got there. I mean, I don't know if this is quite the same. It's a little bigger, 5 games. We have some other good options. I hate to just say it's a Tottenham slate. I think it's almost never that, just because Spurs are Spurs. But I mean, that's a big gap. You know, we don't usually see their total above 2, and no other team having a total, you know, all the other totals below 1.5. So it's unfortunate. I see DFS Chan says that Kane is cash viable, and it's so sad. Yeah, like, unfortunately, he's cash viable, but there are a lot of good midfield plays, but like, just because of the odds, that's it. Just because of the odds and the difference between the goal totals, you can say that Kane's viable in any format, which is annoying because it's one of those slates where it's a great slate, but it still kind of all depends on like whether Kane scores a brace or not. I mean, if you know, that still just might decide your fate. And those are unfortunate. That's always unfortunate.
Yeah, we'll have to go some pieces. You need some pieces, some Tottenham pieces in cash games. Though I do think in tournaments, as you said, you know, the Kane brace, because he's so expensive, is almost needed. I do think in tournaments that you can find other routes to actually winning. I don't think that we're going to need I don't know if at the end of this slate we're going to see Tottenham with a 4-0 win, and it's like Kane, 2-3 goals, Son, goal and assist, Kulusevski, whatever. I don't think we're going to get that at the end of the slate. I could be wrong. This does feel like a very up-and-down match. The last time these teams played, Bournemouth actually got a lead a couple times. That one finished 3-2. But I will say that Bournemouth are maybe playing the best they've been playing all season. Tavernier's back in the team. He should be ready to go for a start after a week off here. So we'll see what happens there. But obviously, it's not like Bournemouth are good. Tottenham are better at home. But the other matchups here. You mentioned Everton, 1.45 implied goal total. They're home against Fulham, who have maybe been, if not the worst, one of the worst teams in the past six matches, game weeks there. Fulham just not really working for them. Mitrovic is still out. Wolverhampton home against Brentford. That one is similarly very low implied goal total. We actually have three of the five matches below 2.5 implied goal total, just classic a Premier League slate here. So that's kind of why Tottenham stand out a little bit. The other match below 2.5, Crystal Palace are actually a very slight away favorite at Southampton. Crystal Palace back-to-back wins under Roy Hodgson. Chelsea home against Brighton. And as you can see on the cheat sheet, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial. You can get this cheat sheet. And of course, a Discord, rotowire.com/chat. This morning, Frank Lampard had his press conference. He basically said a lot of different players are going to start. He's not going to start the same players that he started kind of the last two matches. Really, there's no reason to. Chelsea didn't score in those two matches. They didn't really look that great. So why not mix it up? You have all these guys. So as you can see in the starting 11, well, I do have Reece James in here right now. We may not see Reece James. Chilwell probably going to start because he can't play in the second leg against Real Madrid. We could see both Conor Gallagher and Mason Mount start. Neither one of them have started the last couple matches. We could see Mudryk on the left wing, maybe taking up Joao Felix's spot. We could see Pulisic in there, taking up Sterling's spot. Havertz didn't start midweek either. So those are the main questions. I don't know if you even want to talk about Chelsea right now. I don't know if it's worth it. He's shaking his head here.
No, I'll talk about them. I just hate Chelsea. Always talk about it. I lost on that slate midweek basically because of Chelsea. Just for cash games, I think Chilwell, you'd probably want Chilwell. You know, you want one of those defenders. But if Reece might get rested, like you said, so that's something to look for. So who's going to take the sets? You know, who's going to split the sets? I don't know. Like, is Chilwell going to take them all? Maybe not. Maybe be Mount. If Mount was in there without Gallagher, you could be like a little bit more confident in Mount. But I think when Mount and Gallagher have been in there together, it was Gallagher that took corners more recently. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll check that. Maybe it's not even worth checking that. You know, I'm not going to play. They're too risky to play in cash games except for Chilwell. So like, yeah, I'm not even going to consider them except for Chilwell. And he's not like a lock or anything, but if he's going to have a majority or even possibly like a monopoly, you never know what happens sometimes, then you're probably going to want Chilwell.
Yeah, I mean, diving into this a little bit, Chan's asking us in the chat here, if you're watching on YouTube. I mean, they changed formations, so that's also something to look out for in addition to possible split of set pieces. We don't know what the set pieces are. It's just, I mean, Mason Mount at 5,400. Maybe he'll come on and take a bunch of corners, a bunch of set pieces. But again, this is against Brighton, a team that likes to have possession. So we actually think this is probably going to be maybe even in terms of possession. It's not like Chelsea are going to have come out 55-60% possession. They're probably not going to have 10 corners unless, you know, Brighton get a couple early goals and Chelsea have to push. So what are we even expecting? We don't know where the set pieces are coming from. We don't know who's going to take them, and we don't know who's actually going to play right now. So it's just kind of hard, even though these guys are cheap, that it's like, okay, yeah, well, Mason Mount's cheap, just plug him in. But I don't think that's really going to be the case here.
Right. Chan says, did they look okay defensively? Right. I'm going to smash. You know, it's tough to say. They didn't look terrible defensively, all things considered.
Right.
I mean, they weren't done much favors with the lineup. I mean, two attacking players out there and really no midfield that can keep hold of the ball against Real Madrid. Kovacic, Conte, and Enzo, I mean, they're going to struggle. The center backs did okay, though, I guess. I mean, Benzema only had one clear chance. I mean, it was a tap-in, but I don't know. Yeah, they did okay. I guess they did okay. You know, they're up against an incredible team, actually, that Madrid team. And anyone's going to struggle against
We're probably diving into it too much, to be honest. Right. But the like, goal out against Wolverhampton was the Matheus Nunez, like, blast.
Wonder goal. I mean, yeah. One of the goals of the season.
And then you had the tap in from Benzema, and then Real Madrid got the second goal when Chelsea only had 10 guys.
I guess just to answer the question, like, to me, I don't look at it and see Brighton smash, but I mean, you never know. You never know. Brighton are capable and Chelsea are inconsistent, but like, they still have good players. And yeah, I don't know.
All right. So getting to forwards, getting to actual DFS here. We got Ivan Toney at 9,200 here as well. Ivan Toney came through. Was that last weekend that he came through? Got the goal, 6 shots, 4 on target against Newcastle. Kind of, I don't know, a bit surprising. But we got Harry Kane at 10.3K. He's getting up there in price, home against Bournemouth. Let's check the goal odds. They are -165. So that's well above everyone else. Next up, Ivan Toney's +140. Sun is at +175, Sun 8,700. So, personally, I don't want to play Sun, but are you going to be looking at Sun over Kane for cash games? Do you think that's the move for $1,600 difference here? Maybe we do play Sun because of that price difference.
I don't think so, actually. And okay. I mean, maybe you can give me some context to this, but Sun's taken 0 corners the last 2 games. Perisic monopoly,
right?
Like, if I'm going by that assumption, Sun with 0 sets, then no, I don't even care if the matchup. I don't even care if the matchup is that good.
It's not even like, 0 sets. He has 0 crosses.
0 like, crosses, that's right? Wild. 0 cross, like clearly. In the last 2 matches, Perisic is the preferred taker. I'm kind of going to go with that assumption. So no to Son in cash games. If I played a Spurs guy in cash games, it would be Kane. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'll play Kane. I don't really want to do that either. I guess it depends what you do at midfield. But I think you can play Kane. This might be a week where Ivan Toney is actually low owned, so I think that's fine for tournaments. For cash games, I mean, you got to look at these Everton guys first. You mentioned, second highest total, which is a bit surprising, but it's true. Fulham have been bad lately, like you said. They're clearly worse without Mitrovic, who's going to be out again. So it's a pretty good spot for Everton. People like to say that McNeil has the higher floor, but I don't know if that's true. If you look at the last 5 games, Gray has taken more sets than McNeil in 4. Now that's a lot of that's probably random, but it doesn't matter. It's still true. And like Gray takes penalties and is better at scoring goals from open play. So give me Gray if I have to choose just one of those guys, but it's probably a situation where if you don't have the 300, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, McNeil gives you some more minutes safety. He always plays 90 minutes. So I think you could look at one of those guys. They're in the same range as Eze. Probably going to go with the Everton guys, but I mean, Palace are flying at the moment. 7 goals in the last 2 games, and now they get Southampton. Pretty good matchup. Eze, he's good for a couple sets, but Elise is going to take most of them. So you're probably going to want the Everton guys, but he's at least an option. I think all 3 of those guys are fine options. I don't know. What do you think?
You think it's crazy to use both Gray and McNeil?
No, I don't think it's crazy. I think it's okay.
I mean, you're almost locking in 2 10-point floors, and then if Everton score a goal or 2, you got to think they're involved, right? So
Yeah, it makes sense, you know, because they're both good plays on their own. And yeah, they're good plays together in this spot. So if you're going to fade Tottenham, that's a good option.
Yeah, as for Crystal Palace, Eze at 8,300 is pretty difficult, but then you look at Michael Olise at 9,800, and you kind of wonder why are they so expensive. But it is away from home. I know it's Southampton, but away from home, I still have some doubts here. Some doubts, especially at 9,800 for Olise. We'll get into midfield later, but otherwise, at forward, I mean, those are kind of your guys because where else are you going? You're not really going to Iwobi here at 6,600 without set pieces. I guess if you need to save some money and you don't think the Everton corners are worth it, I mean, maybe he'll his 6 to 8 point floor. I guess Willian 6K, your guy Willian 6K. I mean, that's fine, but I don't think there's anyone else in cash games that deserves a mention, unless you do a half dinky do on down to one of these other guys, like a, I don't know who else, whoever starts here. Cunha started for Wolverhampton, Ellis Sims. You got these Southampton guys have been down here all season. So does anyone else really stand out to you? What if Heechan started for Wolverhampton at 3,600? Is it worth it to even save money, though? I guess that's the question. Probably not. I don't see a reason here.
There's a construction where if you want three expensive midfielders, you would need a punt at forward.
With Eze? I mean, sorry,
No,
Olise.
yeah. If you play Elise, you might need just any punt forward. I don't know. There's not really much, like you said. I'll mention Podence just because he's been taking most of Wolves' sets, but you're not gonna. You can't play him because of the minutes. You just can't. If you knew Podence was gonna go 90 minutes, he'd look like a pretty good play on this slate, but he doesn't even go close to that. So, yeah, you can't really consider that all the way down. Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing unless you're going to need it for a specific construction. Maybe like Sekou Mara starts. He scored against City last week off the bench, but like none of these guys have any floor. Heechan, what's up with Heechan? I didn't even know he was.
Well,
He
he's back from injury.
came off the bench again. Yeah, okay, back
Yeah.
from injury. Yeah, I mean, doesn't seem great.
Yeah, DFS Chan's asking about Eze. I guess my thing with him is you look at the two matches under Hodgson. He is playing in that midfield role. I'm not sure how much it matters. I mean, he had that massive floor against Leicester, but if we remember correctly, it was a standout match where Crystal Palace had 31 shots. Leicester had 3 shots. They fired Brendan Rodgers after it. I almost don't even, you can't even look at that game. And then the other game, they scored 5 goals against Leeds. And, you know, he had I think his goal was one of the last ones. He finished with that one shot. So without set pieces, maybe one or two set pieces, I'm just not sure I want to pay for Eze when he's up here at 8,300 away from home. And he's the same price as the Everton guys who probably have more of a guaranteed floor, right?
Yeah, you're right. I think you're going to play the Everton guys in cash, but I wouldn't worry too much about Eze in the midfield three or whatever. Just in general, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, I'd
He
agree.
gets plenty forward, especially with Ayew in the team. Like Ayew plays in midfield as well. He's not like a traditional forward, and without Zaha in the team. Yeah, Eze gets plenty forward. But yeah, you're right. I don't think he's a cash gameplay necessarily over these Everton guys. I don't know. I think it's a good spot for Palace, though. I mean, I see why they're priced like this. And I wouldn't like throw out the Leicester game. I mean, I know it was Hodgson's first game, but it's at least it's a different system.
Well, it's not that I'm throwing
It's
it out. It's just like these guys had their best floors of the season because it was just a match
okay.
result that you know it's
This
not
is
going to
what I
happen.
think. Yeah, this is what I think you got to say. Eze hadn't really been playing at all. Look, I'm scrolling through his entire game log, and like you can't. It's he goes like, you know, he's barely even been playing. So we only have these two Hodgson matches and he went 90 minutes in both of them. To me, that's pretty encouraging. But yeah, just not for cash games, but just in general, I'd be fine playing Palace and Eze. I mean, Southampton's bottom of the league, just a completely listless team. So I kind of like Palace.
Okay. You're not worried that just Southampton need this match and they need points from it and they're
Yeah, you know, they've needed a lot of matches and needed points from a lot of other matches as well, and it didn't seem to matter. But yeah, I know, I get it. It's not going to shock. It's one of those, like, it's just been two games from Palace. Is it going to shock me if Palace busts? No. We see Southampton show up, just not very often. I don't know. Maybe this is the time.
Yeah, I mean, their last two home matches, home against Manchester City, home against Tottenham. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of it forward, at least in cash games. We'll talk about tournaments. We'll continue to talk about tournament builds and whatnot. But, I mean, you look at the high-end guys. If you want to go down to one of the cheaper ones, go for it. But, I mean, as we get into midfield, I guess we can decide if we actually need to spend down a little bit. So we got Elise at 9,800. Solomon March, 9,000. Perisic, 7,400. Basically a cheaper version of Son. And he's been better than Son as well. And those are probably the three guys. I don't know if you'd want to go to Tavernier here at 7,800. Andreas Pereira has to be in the conversation at Everton. He's 7,700. Not sure McAllister deserves a look in cash game, but he's 7,300. JWP is down to 7,200. Those are probably all the guys we're looking at here. So how would we rank these guys? I'd say Perisic number one, first midfielder in.
Yeah, I say it's the first time maybe in DFS history that Perisic is like a lock. Pretty much. That's what I was thinking. You know, people have tried with Perisic before and he's been a mistake other times. But I agree with you here. If he's going to take the majority of set pieces in this spot, he's a guy that normally plays 90 minutes. And especially with Royale and Davis still out, you got to think he's got a good chance at 90 minutes again. I mean, I know they have some attackers back, but
yeah, I think,
it's
I just want to say what correlates with Perisic taking all these set pieces is that Antonio Conte is no longer their manager. As you can see, Son does not have a set piece, as we said, and it just seems like Stellini just wants Perisic to take those corners. So
that's part of it. Yeah, right. You know,
would he just assume that Son's going to be back on some corners based off the matches that Stellini's been managing here?
Yeah, you know, just the one. Yeah, I agree with you. Just I don't know this specifically, but you know, I don't know if they changed up. You know, for instance, from the right side, obviously Son would be putting in swingers, but Perisic has been going over there the last two games. Sorry, Son would be putting in out swingers, and Perisic has been going over the last two games to swing it in with his left. Are they going to keep doing that? Yeah, I don't know. Like,
right.
That's the assumption that I would go with, though. Like you said, it correlates with the two games since Conte's not there. Anyways, Perisic is probably the first guy in. Yeah, just the matchup's too good. After that, Olise, right? 9,800, which is a lot, obviously. In the last two games, he has 40 floor points. 40. 19 in the last game against Leeds and 21 before that against Leicester. And now he gets Southampton. Like, so, you know, counts for something. That's like, if you're going to get yeah, 90 minutes of Olise looks pretty good here. So if someone told me I'm just going to put him in and then make a lineup around it, I would say, okay, that's fine. But like, because he's 9,800 and there's other good options, I wouldn't call him a lock.
Would you rather want in cash games? Would you rather want Harry Kane or Michael Olise?
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's a decision for sure though. Like, yeah, you don't even necessarily need either, but yeah, it's a decision. Like who would you rather have? Kane? You can't play both those guys.
Yeah, I feel like,
I mean,
yeah.
what I said is it's going to depend. You can't really say now. So for me, it depends on other factors, like how good the punts are at midfield and forward, because that's going to influence construction. But for other people, maybe it just depends on one thing. Is Kane going to score a brace? Or is Elise going to smash again? I mean, if you have the answer to one of those questions, you just play that guy.
We do not have the answers. It's a very difficult question. I was kind of initially off Elise because of the price, but the more you just think about it, the more you look at it, the more you look at the matchup, it's very hard because you know it seems like he's got a floor between 10 and 20, and
Right.
his three assists last match were all from open play. I think that was some kind of record. I can't remember what it was, but three assists
Right.
against Leeds from open play is pretty incredible. Also considering that he takes set pieces. So,
Yeah, I mean, you can see why he's 9,800. Exactly.
yeah. So if you don't want to spend all the way up, who else would you be looking at? Would it be Andreas Pereira? I didn't initially mention Mathias Jensen. He's at 6,800 at Wolverhampton. But would Pereira be the next guy because he's not that expensive and he's going against Everton, so 7,700 isn't terrible.
Okay. So, what would you have said just a couple months ago? I mean, just imagine James Ward-Prowse for 7,200 at home against Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace. I mean, just imagine that. Like, if we were on a podcast last year or the year before, or even at the start of this year, you would think Ward-Prowse would be like 9, 10K at home against a Roy Hodgson side. So, I mean, you gotta, I still, I played too much Ward-Prowse, but he's
Are you gonna?
7,200.
You're.
He's
It sounds like you're
7,200.
still gonna play too much.
No, I just think he's, for me, he's better than Pereira. That's what I'll say. I'm not sure that I'm going to play Ward-Prowse, but Pereira's game log would prove me wrong, but I haven't played him in any of those games, so maybe I'm just wrong about that. You guys can decide for yourself, but
Look
I
at
don't know, man.
JWP's game log. Like, what do you rank this home against Crystal Palace match like level with? Would it be like the Brentford game, the Leicester game kind of a thing? Is that kind of
I
what
mean,
we're
no, it should
expecting
be
here?
like, if you look at like these matchups, though, they're all worse than this current matchup. I mean, City at West Ham, Tottenham, Brentford's worse than Palace for sure. And at Man U, I mean, there's been some tough matchups. It's like
That's kind of what I'm
you
asking.
just
Like,
you
how much should we
so
put into the difficult matchups? And now they're home
right.
against Crystal Palace,
Some
so.
you have to put some I put some into it for sure. And then it's just combined with the fact that he has a monopoly of set pieces and penalties. I mean,
And goes 90.
that's it's just such a big thing. But yeah, I mean, Southampton suck. I've lost a lot of money playing Ward-Prowse, and there's a lot of other plays on this slate. So I don't mind if you just completely write them off. I think if you've been someone who just hasn't been playing Ward-Prowse, it's been working out pretty well for the most part. You can make a great argument that Pereira is a better play. Just look at the game log. I don't know. It's a close call.
Is the general idea just to pay up at both midfielder spots instead of, finding someone down here like a Mason Mount, like a whoever, like a, I don't know, I guess even Højbjerg, 4,700. I mean, is it worth it to go with one of these defensive midfielders or central midfielders down here when you can have the guaranteed 10 plus floor points with upside from these midfielders up here?
I mean, yeah, I don't really think so. Unless you're playing Kane, I guess. Oh, yeah, which one of these mids are you going to play? A Chelsea guy? I don't know, man. I wouldn't be very confident in that. Like I said, maybe you could play Mount, but only if Reece James and Conor Gallagher aren't in. I mean, you need at least that. I would need at least that, and I still wouldn't want to do it. But I mean, I get that he's cheap.
Honestly, in tournaments, I'd look at Oliver Skipp or Idrissa Gueye just because So cheap and in good spots.
Yeah, I would want a little bit more upside, but maybe Skip has.
What would you do if Pedro Neto started?
I think at 3,600, I guess you can make the argument for him in any format. It's the same as like punting Heechan. I don't know, right? I mean, you're only going to get 45 minutes.
45 with possible set pieces.
45 with some sets. Yeah, it's fine. I'm not like excited about it as others might be. I'd rather play Mateus Nunez.
I hope no one's excited about it.
I'd rather play Nunez, I think, if I was playing a Wolves guy. But yeah, I mean, sorry, go ahead.
What if we get Ruben Loftus-Cheek playing as a wing back over Reece James? He's 3,200 midfielder.
Yeah, I mean, seems like something we've tried to make work a ton of times, and it's never worked.
Trying to find Ruben reasons. Cheek,
you know, he's like the definition of that guy that where you've tried to make it work and it's pretty much never worked.
I think 3,200. He worked once. Would he play for Fulham, was it?
Oh, well, back when he played for Fulham, yeah, it worked. It worked once or twice.
one goal, that's right. There it is.
Yeah. You know, again, maybe if you're playing Kane, like if you really love your lineup and he's a last piece. Sure, but I don't know. I want to spend up for two of these guys. I'm spending up for two of these guys.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find like a reason for not to, but they're similar to forward almost. It's like, well, you have this, you almost have these guaranteed points here. So why are we trying to push something
I have one thing. If Podence and Moutinho didn't start, I would have a lot of interest in Nunez. Because he took the corners when Podence came off last week, and and 90 minutes in his last two games. Now again, that's a big if. That's without Podence and without Moutinho. But yeah, other than that, no.
Yeah, 4,500. Not the worst thing, but it almost feels like we'll be talking.
Not the worst if he's got some corners in 90 minutes. Like, yeah.
I feel like even then, when you're considering him, it'd still be for utility, and you're still comparing him to some of these defenders that we're going to get into.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, defender. First defender into your lineup, Todi Gomez. What do you think?
I don't mind it.
You don't believe in Todi?
No, I'm starting to now. I mean, I would have won money had I just played Todi the last 2 weeks. It's been kind of annoying, and people played him.
7-point floor, back-to-back matches.
Yeah, you can do it. I mean, it's just – it's weird for me still. I get the price. It's weird because he's not really a left back, and because Bueno and 8 and Uri are on the bench. Now, maybe Lopetegui's just decided that Totti's better than them and better for the team than them. So, I mean, it's a good spot. Like, if he plays 90 minutes for 2,900, yeah. Then also you got Nelson Semedo there, my guy, for only 500 more. I think that's a similar option, but Totti's probably better for cheaper.
So if you're not considering those guys, you're spending up at two defenders. Does that also mean you're not going Kane/cash games?
So I think I'm only going to spend up at one defender on this slate, actually.
Okay.
Just because, yeah, like we've talked about, the punts suck. There's probably no forward punt, and there's some stretches at midfield, and there's some guys you want to spend for at forward and midfielder, and there's just a lot of uncertainty with these defenders. Yeah, I don't think you can spend up for two. I'm not going to. I'll probably just play one of the Chelsea guys. You probably play Chilwell if you think he's going to take sets. That was my thought.
You'd play Chilwell over Pedro Porro?
Well, I think so, just in cash games, I think so, just because of set pieces. I don't know. I hate Chelsea. I mean, yeah, I don't know. You might be right, but I mean.
Well, it's just like.
Just, okay, you look, just scroll down a little for Chilwell. I mean, he has 16 crosses, 13 crosses, 10 crosses. Like, I'm not saying he's going to have a monopoly, but if Chilwell had a monopoly, you just would have to play him.
What if it's a back four, though? That was always a back three. He was playing on the wing.
I know. Yeah, I mean, for tournaments, I'm with you.
Those matches were against Aston Villa, Everton, two teams that don't possess the ball a ton. This is against Brighton also.
Yeah, I get it. I think for cash, I'd still go Chilwell. I'm not saying it's correct, but for tournaments, Poro's probably the better move. Maybe, I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, I'm a set-piece guy when it comes to the defenders. Just I get it. Like, Poro, you got a more attacking position, probably, and a much better matchup. Well, uncertainty with Chelsea. I don't know.
It's just like we always talk about this. It's like, okay, we have Tottenham. This is one of the best matchups of the season. And we have Pedro Porro, even though without set pieces – like, he's still getting almost to 10-point floors in certain matchups. So I almost think corners may not even matter here just in terms of comparing these guys because it's such a good matchup for him at home against Bournemouth that it's like, well, do we want to play Chilwell in a worse matchup in case he gets four corners, a bunch of corners? Maybe he takes 15 corners because Brighton score the first two goals of the game kind of thing. Or would you just take, okay, Porro, because there's no world in which Bournemouth win 1-0 and just dominate Tottenham. So.
Right. So it's a close call. It's a close call, but I think it's, at least for me, you listed the reason. And like.
Because he could get 15 corners?
If Brighton score early. Yeah, just because that is in the range of outcomes. Like, that's what sort of makes him a cash play. But look, I get what you're saying. Like, Porro, it's just a great spot, and he probably has a 10-point floor. But, yeah, I don't know. I still got to side with Chilwell for cash, Porro for tournaments.
Similar matchup. Porro got the assist against Nottingham Forest, three shots.
Maybe you play both.
Six crosses. Yeah.
And Totti. You could play both and Totti. I don't know.
Totti and utility?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Other defenders. We could get Cedric Shore starting again here at 4,900. He took, 15, 14 crosses in 68 minutes last match. Gotta love the Cedric who won Ryan 100K almost a year ago. So otherwise,
I love Cedric.
Yeah. Even if Tete's in there, Anthony Robinson's 4,800. So if you don't want to spend down at, I guess maybe could one of these Fulham guys just be your number one defender if you don't want to spend up for the Poros, for the Chilwells? Would that be worth it or just too risky?
not for me. Just, you know, I get that it's against Everton, but no, I'm not doing it with them as one of the bigger underdogs. I get like you said, Fulham have just not been playing well. I see the numbers, but again, with Cedric, Tete's there. Like, I just can't do that. The guy that when he played 68 minutes only, he's not going to have 14 crosses in 68 minutes again. Yeah, I don't know. They can't be number one. I mean, they're fine sure players, but no, but like a Fulham defender is just not going to be my number one defender on this slate unless they were cheaper.
Yeah. So it's either spend up.
I see what you're saying though, because there's not that there's like not much below them. So then you sort of have to keep going, and then
you go all the way down
to the Wolves guys, right? So the Wolves guys. If you eliminate, you know, Chelsea and Poro, the Wolves guys are the best point per dollar. So you just play one of them.
What if you got Cesar Azpilicueta here starting on, let's just say he starts on the right wing for 3,400 in a back three.
Oh, he starts in the back three or
on the wing for Reece James.
We don't know
what formation. No,
I
know.
We've seen it before. Right. I don't mind it for 3,400. No, I would do it.
Okay.
I don't know about for cash games, but I'd consider it.
In a back four, would you just completely ignore him?
Well, he's the same price as Semedo. So you evaluate who's a better play. Like, if Reece James wasn't in the squad for some reason, I don't know. We've seen that. It doesn't seem like it would happen here, but I guess maybe. Yeah, you know, you mentioned rotation, and maybe if they still think they got a shot in the Champions League next week. Yeah, I don't know. I'd need, like, Reece James to not even be on the bench. And then I could have a little bit more faith in Azpilicueta.
Azpilicueta. Anyone else down here? I mean, we got the Toady at 2,900. Let's just say Toady doesn't start. Someone else starts.
Right.
What would you do if you're kind of relying on Toady here at this 2,900?
I mean,
Your lineup is perfect, but Toady doesn't start.
Yeah. I would try to play Semedo, but if it was perfect, so what? You need a sub 3K guy? I don't know. Do you got one?
I'm looking.
I haven't looked, to be honest. Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking right now.
Yeah, who's the center back that's going to score? These Everton guys are too much. What the heck? Keane is 4,400. Come on, just because he got one goal.
Could we get Davinson Sanchez? He just never starts. Can't.
Tarkowski is 3,300. What are the Tottenham guys? Romero. Oh, man. All these guys are too expensive. Romero's 3,300.
I guess you just have to play Dawson or Kilman for the same price as Toti.
Hey, I mean, home defender. You can't get the clean sheet.
Right.
Why not? All right. I guess that's what you do. That's your only option.
That's probably not what you do, but
maybe in tournaments, you just get Jose Sa and get that Wolves clean sheet. So Ben Me. Yeah. Okay. All right. Defender, goalkeeper. Let's look at the clean sheet odds here. Clean sheet odds, Tottenham 40%, Everton 36%, and everyone else is between 24 and 30%. So Hugo Lloris is 5,600, 40% clean sheet odds. Not sure it's worth it. Pickford 5,300, 36%. And then everyone else, do you find the money to spend up, or do you just go with one of the cheaper ones and hope for the best?
Yeah, probably just go with one of the cheaper ones. If I'd spend up, it'd be for Lloris. You know, it's not the greatest clean sheet odds, but 40% is decent, and I'm pretty sure he's going to win too. So, like, yeah, if I was spending up, it'd be Lloris over Pickford. But I don't think it's a priority. I don't know. Play any of these goalkeepers you want. I guess if I had, like, Raya and Leno seem fine. I don't know. What do you think?
Whoever you want. Yeah, Raya. Yeah. Raya was the first one I plugged in. I mean, honestly, did you just say Neto?
Well, he's fine too, actually, because, you know, he could crush you, but he should get some saves.
He always makes saves.
Yeah, and he well, not should always, here.
Mostly, like, right.
Yeah, so I don't mind Neto. I think I'd be fine with that.
Oh, we have the special Jordan Cooper's favorite play on the slate. Thank you for waiting, all of the Blender HD faithful. Here we go. Jordan Cooper's favorite play on the slate. Click to spin. We have all of the here we go. If you're listening on podcast form, we have a wheel up for a random goalkeeper that here we go. Sam Johnstone is the winner. There we go.
Jordan's favorite play of the slate.
Jordan's favorite play of the slate is awesome. Sam Johnstone, Crystal Palace goalkeeper at Southampton. If you play him because of this and you get it wrong, just send at Blender HD a Twitter message, find him on Discord, and complain about the unsuccessful pick. So hopefully he listens to the show and he'll figure out his favorite play. But all right, so yeah, that's goalkeeper.
Look at this. The reason I was considering Neto. So look, see what happened. You can plug in Perisic, Ward-Prowse, and Olise, and Chilwell, and Toti. You can actually play all those guys, but only if you play Neto. So like I was considering that. I'm not sure if it's the right.
Who's the second midfielder there?
Ward-Prowse.
Oh. Wait, so
you could even do it with Pereira. You could even do it with Pereira.
Okay, let's do this.
You can do it if you play Neto. You can play all those other guys.
Wait, who are your forwards?
Yeah, you have to punt a forward. I'm just saying you okay. can afford all the best cash game plays if you just punt one forward, which is interesting.
Yeah, I have McNeil on this. I'm like, is he playing Aubameyang right now?
No, but I mean, it's interesting because the rest of your lineup is sort of all like the top plays, basically everyone.
2 weeks ago, we were talking about Carlos Vinicius playing him in cash games. People were talking. He's had 1.7 mm-hmm. points and 0.7 mm-hmm. points, 4,100. Perfect tournament play right there.
Yeah, maybe for some, but I'm just not a Carlos Vinicius guy. I mean, maybe is no one going to play him for once? Then maybe, but honestly, like I'll take a chance on.
Think he'll be popular?
No. Okay. No way. But like, I don't know. I'd rather have Sekou Mara.
Would you rather have
Heechan?
Diego Costa.
Heechan. No, that's where I draw the line. I'll take Vinicius over Diego Costa. But I mean, I would probably take Damsgaard over Vinicius at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think Damsgaard's a good option either. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
60 minutes of Damsgaard could get Kevin Schad in there as well. He actually went 90 last match, which was kind of surprising, but something to keep an eye on. So tournament wise here, what are your tournament lineups going to be built around? How much Kane are you playing here? How much Tottenham are you playing? Is it even worth it to go Son because maybe we think he's not going to be as popular as usual, or he's probably still going to be popular?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet in tournaments, and I don't know what I'm going to do with Kane. But Son, yeah, I think you said it. He'd be a pretty decent option if he wasn't going to be popular, but he's just going to be popular because he's Son and he's in the best spot. So for mm-hmm. me, probably going to be under on Son.
Over on Kulishevsky?
How much? I mean,
6,100
over him.
Oh, 6,100 for Kulishevsky.
I can do that, especially because this is a slate where the midfield ownership. Like, I don't think people would – I think Kulusevski would be kind of low-owned just because of who the other midfielders are.
I mean, it's like what I said midweek with Manchester City. It was like you're going to have all these Manchester City guys, and then Bernardo Silva is going to go off, and then Rodri is going to get a crazy goal. Now you got Kulishevsky cheaper because he really hasn't done anything lately. I know Richarlison may be back, but Kulishevsky's been getting subbed off anyway. So what if it's the goal and assist from Kulishevsky and Harry Kane doesn't score and he assists Højbjerg or something like that?
Right. I mean, so that's like exactly how I think about DFS a lot of times. And like, I know this isn't true necessarily, but I'll just say it with Son. Like, to me, Son and Kulusevski have the same chance to outscore each other, the same chance, you know, to score 20 plus points. One of them does it sometimes, the other one does it the other times. And one's going to be more popular and also is more expensive. So like, I just, yeah, I don't overthink spots like that. So.
Yeah, and he's 6,100. So I wonder how popular he's going to be.
That's a good shout.
It always seems like
he just can't be that popular,
right?
I mean, he's not going to be unowned. Obviously, people are going to play him. Spurs are in a great spot. I just mean like he's going to be less popular than Perisic, Kane, Son.
I think he still might be like 15%.
Right. You know, Pereira, Ward-Prowse, Olise all are going to garner some ownership. So
We got all these low implied goal totals here for these matches. How do we want to attack these other games? Mm-hmm. I guess actually just going off Tottenham, are you looking at any of these Bournemouth pieces just in case this is another 3-2 result kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Are you looking for the Tavernier to Solanke goal?
I'm not, but I don't mind that. I don't mind it. It's just so in general, I just don't use that strategy like on 5-6 game slates of playing the biggest underdog. I get it because it's the game stack and we see it where you get these 3-2 games, especially with Spurs, but I'll probably just look somewhere else. Where is the question? Yeah, I don't know. These other spots you mentioned, like, a lot of low totals again, some classic Premier League games. Just in general, so the midfield position is so good. We've talked about it. We just added Kulusevski there. I'm probably going to try to play a lot of these midfielders, and it's going to be, I'll need a cheap goal. So try to find a couple cheaper forwards to play. Any Southampton guy I think is fine. You mentioned Carlos Vinicius. I don't know if I'll go there. I don't know. Do you have it like Wolves guys? You know, you have Cunha there. He'll be probably unowned for that. Heechan even at 30. I'll play Heechan for 3,600. Something like that. Something where I can just still play all the best midfielders and spend up at defender. But again, like you could go the other way. Briefly mention that Ivan Toney's going to be low owned on this slate. Of course, he could score a brace here. We've seen it so many times. You can go that route for tournaments too, or you could stack a game like you could stack the Chelsea Brighton game. It actually might be a spot for that. Game has one of the higher totals. Some good players. People never like to play these Brighton guys, and they just keep doing it. Some good prices on the Chelsea side. You know, it wouldn't really shock me if that game's 2-2. It's also not going to shock you if it's 0-0, but it's sort of one of those matches that I think you could stack for tournaments. Just looking for ideas. These other games seem a bit harder. I think the Southampton Palace game is interesting for stacks just because Southampton's so cheap and Crystal Palace is so expensive. So like, it just makes sense. Hope you get the miracle where the game is actually back and forth.
It's very difficult. I think all outside of the Tottenham match, I think all four of these games are in play for a scoreless draw. So that's what makes it difficult when fading Tottenham is that you have to be on the correct game when you're fading Tottenham. You have to get the right one that's actually not going to be the scoreless draw, which kind of makes this slate a little more difficult because we know the Tottenham guys are going to be popular and kind of. If you don't want to be like everyone else with Kane and Son and all those guys, Perisic, maybe you throw those guys in. How likely is it to win the 10K or the King of the Pitch ticket? If you have Kane and 2-3 other Tottenham guys, how likely are you going to be able to win if you get different in like your other four, your other three, four positions? How different can you get in those spots?
I think those contests are small enough where, yeah, you shouldn't worry too much about that. If you want to stack Spurs, it's going to be fine in those contests. What is it, a 25 King of the Pitch, I think, this week?
Yeah, so 130 or something.
Yeah, I think you don't have to worry too much. If you're on the Spurs stack, that's fine. Just, yeah, two different pieces maybe somewhere. Yeah. Maybe for the big GPP, then, yeah, you got to look to be a little more different.
Yeah. We always talk about these Brighton guys, Evan Ferguson, Solomon March, McAllister, Mitoma. They look good. But at Chelsea is just the question here. This game is so hard to project. Like, what's going to happen here? Frank Lampard's third match. We started the show talking about it, and I don't think we're ever going to figure out before the slate how this game is actually going to go or how we should play this exactly. So I wonder if the move is just to fade it completely or take the opposite route. Do you have a preference? You're probably looking at some of these guys, but I don't know if it'd be wise to just base your lineups around some of them.
It's appealing just because no one's really going to play these guys. Like if I played Solly March, you'd want Brighton to go down 1-0. Like if March is going to pay off 9K with a big score. So like maybe you could play March with Havertz or March with whoever, with a Chelsea forward, something like that. Or maybe you could play Chelsea set piece taker with somebody who scores for Brighton. Maybe you play Evan Ferguson. No one's going to play him. Maybe you play McAllister because he's got the penalty upside and really no one's going to play him in this spot. It doesn't really look like a full stack for me. You'd need a lot of goals. But I think you can do a mini stack in that game.
I will say in Lampard's first match against Wolverhampton, that match was extremely up and down. I think there's 15 corners or something in the first half, something crazy like that. Both teams probably had 7 or 8 corners. So I'm not saying it's going to happen again, but it can happen that we don't know how Chelsea are going to look, but it just happened 2 games ago where, you know, they're up and down and Brighton are a team that will play up and down as well. So maybe this is the highest scoring match. You can't take that route.
I think it has the best chance to be. I'm just trying to check. Didn't they play like a couple times in one of the cups a few months ago? Chelsea and Brighton.
I don't think so.
No,
they played in October. It was 4-1. I don't think they played other. Okay, yeah, that was mind. It.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Let's be thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think the other game I'm going to look at is Everton Fulham. I hate to say it here, but I think I'm going to have a lot. I think I'm going to have a lot of Damari Gray. I'm going to have a lot of McNeil. Maybe one of those midfielders. Maybe I'll find a way to get to Iwobi. We'll see what their back line looks like because Seamus Coleman's out and Deitch already said that Patterson isn't 100% fit. So he might not even start. We could get Michael Linko back in there as well.
Are we going to get Ellis Sims?
He started last match, so
yeah.
I mean, Ellis Sims even as well. How far did he go? He's 4,400.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right, though. Like, I mean, I like the spot for Everton. We sort of talked about these guys. I mentioned like I like Gray the most, but if you look as well, this is the easiest matchup they've had recently. Those recent games were against United, Spurs, Chelsea, Brentford, and he. He's shown a high floor in those games, and you figure they should have some goals here. So, yeah, I don't mind stacking that game. Who are you going to play from Fulham? I guess they have a lot of options, though, like you said. Like, you would like, you know, the defenders, if they get down early, you'd like the Fulham defenders.
I know you don't like him, but Willian's only 6,000.
Yeah, no, I actually do like Willian. Like he just wasn't good for like as a player. Like I used to be a huge Willian fan, especially when he was at Chelsea way back. Like he was just awesome. Always one of my favorite players. He just, you know, he came to Arsenal and he just wasn't good. And then sort of where do you go, China? And you figure, oh, it just must be over for Willie. And he didn't look like he had it physically anymore. Like,
I thought he went back home, actually.
Oh, to Brazil? Yeah.
Yeah, for a little
bit. I don't remember. But anyways, he looks better than he did. So, yeah, like, I don't mind that. He at least he looks like a, you know, a capable Premier League player again. And he's just, he's got the skill to come up with goals and assists still. We saw, like, earlier in the season, he scored a couple nice goals. So, yeah, I don't mind that.
He scored one goal in 35 appearances for Corinthians, and he has 3 goals in 20 Fulham appearances.
Right, and some of those, like, yeah, he's shown some pretty good skill. He's shown he's still got it at times. So, yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, he's been at times for Fulham in certain games. He's been their best player. Like, he's been better than Pereira when Mitrovic isn't out there. So, just
no one will play him either. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's only 6K too. So he's in that Kulishevsky range a little bit where, like, are people looking in this mid range for players like this who, you know,
who's going to be the lowest? Who's going to be the lowest owned forward on the slate?
Lowest owned forward?
Mm-hmm.
Does this include everyone or?
This includes everyone. Everyone that starts.
Well, I mean, it would probably be just one of these random cheap guys. I don't know.
Okay.
I
was thinking it might be $8,100 Jordan IU. So if you really want to play the ownership game, you know, we just saw him smash.
$8,100.
Running back with Ward-Prowse. That's all you need.
You got the game log watchers. You're going to look at that and pick
him. Okay. Okay. Fine. Then people play Jordan IU, I guess.
That's who you're playing. Got
no,
it.
I don't think that's who I'm playing. I just, it stuck out to me. 8,100.
Manor Solomon, 7,100. I haven't mentioned him.
Yeah. No one will play him.
Will people play Edouard outside of Jack Burkhart at 5,900?
I kind of like Edouard.
8 shots two matches.
Yeah, he's a good price. All the Palace guys are expensive, but he's still affordable. So, yeah, I don't know. Other people will probably see that. Jack's guy, Sulemana, for 5K. I actually got recommended on YouTube a Sulemana highlights video a few days ago. And I watched it. And
you're sold.
He looks he looks pretty good. But Southampton are terrible. And what I mean, he looks – yeah. He looks pretty good, but anyways.
Yeah, I think that's all we got. We still have a lot of ways to go here. Still got a lot of decisions to make. I'm still undecided on how I'm going to fully attack this one, but I think I'm going to fully fade this Wolverhampton-Brentford match, at least from an attacking perspective. I think it's going to be lower scoring. I believe I also have a bet that implies a lower scoring game there. In case you're looking for betting stuff, Kits and Wagers, check that out. It's on the YouTube page. It's on the podcast feed. I'm currently 55-26 on bets on that one. I also got an article, which is up at rotowire.com. You can also find Ryan's DFS article, which will be up later Friday for this 5-game slate at DraftKings. But what do you got, Ryan?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something there.
No. I was just impressed by the betting record.
It's only going to continue. I got a +290 bet. On that show. So if you want +290 bet, that seems kind of crazy. Check that out. Got to also mention one more time, Sam Johnstone is Jordan Cooper's play of the slate. So get him into your lineups. You can find Ryan at Ryan Belangi on Twitter. I am at Roto's Adroik. You can follow RotoWire Soccer at RotoWire Soccer also on Twitter, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial. Good luck to everyone on the slate. Good luck to King of the Pitch winner. I think it was last week or maybe midweek we had a subscriber take down another ticket. So maybe we can get another subscriber to get that ticket. I'll be in there, but with my fate of Harry Kane, I'm probably going to be on the outside looking in, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Ryan, and we'll see everyone next week for more Champions League content.
Yep. Good luck, everybody. Thanks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.